Okay. Welcome to Travel, the show that talks about you on purpose.
That's right, my good friend Kai, because this is not just Travel, it's Travel's mailbag. Can you believe it? It's back.
Oh, the mailbag is back.
So you people apparently just left us a bunch of comments on the official Travel blog. That's travelposhow.blogspot.com. And most excitingly, we got an email.
Right, yeah.
Somebody, and guess what? It's not Brian Pullman. I was going to say Bill Pullman.
It's not one of our regulars. I thought it was also weird that kind of comment drought on the blog seemed to be over and we were back at a more normal pace. There was a time where we got like 2 comments a week for like 2 months. Do people just not like this topics these couple months here? Like, were those episodes extra bad? I don't know what was going on with that particular time. Now we seem to be at it, like a couple comments a week.
No, don't say it. Don't say it. You're going to fucking kill it. People are never going to comment again.
This will be the last Trappos mailbag ever.
This will be the last mailbag. You know why it's the last mailbag? Because we're doubling down on KTRP episodes.
But that's not what we're reading comments on tonight. We're going to start with your listener comments from Trappos Comic Book Cavalcade.
We're going to go ahead and start with a comment from our dear friend, frequent listener, good friend of the podcast, Anonymous, who says, "Who reads comics anymore? I read a lot of manga, and so do my friends. If you want to see Batman or Iron Man, we'll see a movie. Chainsaw Man is better than anything Marvel Comics is publishing today." Well, first off, thank you for the comment, Anonymous. It wasn't completely, utterly dismissive. I read the first volume of Chainsaw Man. I guess they call it Takobon. I think Chainsaw Man might be better than anything Marvel's putting out these days. I think it might be. Everyone is reading manga. All the kids, they're reading manga. No one's reading fucking issues of Iron Man if you're under 40. Who is? That's the problem with modern comic books. Who the fuck is reading them? They've decided to become so insular, and they're just catering to the same audience that grew up reading these comic books.
A lot of them are, yeah. Until something new comes along and
that's why they're reading manga.
Yeah.
There's so much going on in manga, and you can buy manga at Target. You can buy volumes of
our library has 2 whole bookshelves of manga. You could pick one up and read 20 books of it.
Go to Barnes & Noble. Look at the selection of manga, and then look at the selection of graphic novels from like Marvel, DC, Image, whatever. It is insane the amount of manga you'll see on shelves as opposed to the amount of American comic books. Chainsaw Man is interesting. I read the first volume. It's interesting. It grabbed me more than any modern American comic book I've read recently. Aside from, I'm not talking about mainstream stuff. I'm talking about like Marvel, DC. Who gives a shit? But I don't read that anymore. The stuff I read that's American comic books is from independent publishers. I don't read superhero shit anymore. I don't care. I gave up on that a long time ago.
So thank you for your comment, Anonymous. Our next comment is from returning champion and friend of the podcast, Bimmy. "I'm not big into mainstream comics these days, but I did just pick up the first issue of Batman, Gargoyle of Gotham, a new miniseries written and drawn by Raphael Grampa. Pretty cool so far. I'm definitely picking up the rest of the series. Grampa's art is amazing." For a comment, Bimmy.
Grandpa's art is amazing. The only reason I'm not reading Gargoyle of Gotham is because I am waiting for the collection.
I don't read
single issues. I want you to, Kai, when you have the time, just Google Batman, Gargoyle of Gotham. Raphael Grampa, his art. This motherfucker is a fantastic artist. But honestly, I will say this. I feel like an artist of his caliber, an international artist of his caliber, is wasted on something like Batman. As much as I'm looking forward to reading the collection of Gargoyle of Gotham whenever the hell it comes out, I want him to make his own thing. This feels like he's wasting his time making an American comic book. I mean, like, I know you want the mainstream recognition, and a lot of these people, they think it's cool. Like, I get to make a Batman comic, you know, and you know what? Good for you. I mean, really. But it just feels like you could be doing something really fucking amazing on your own time. But also, it's not necessarily paying the bills. And DC's going to give you good money to pump out a Batman story. What's that phrase? Make your hay while the sun is shining? Yeah, go ahead. Make that hay.
Gotta get that cheddar.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that comment, Bimmy. Yeah, Batman Gargoyle Gotham. Whenever you get your chance to check it out, do so. And our next comment, once again, a returning champion, Trappo's best friend to this point. It's anonymous. Who says? So you made a bunch of comics and sold them at school. I'm sure lots of kids did that. Don't act like you're special. You're not Jack Kirby. You're an idiot. Yeah, I'm not Jack Kirby. I mean,
nor did you act that way in this episode.
I don't. Maybe I'm an asshole. But when I did the whole "I know what Jack Kirby feels like" thing in the episode, that was a joke. There's a kernel of truth to it, like a lot of other jokes. But when I was 10 years old, working my ass off, making 8 comic books a week on top of schoolwork and everything else, yeah, that's fucking exhausting. So yes, in my own pathetic 10-year-old schoolboy way, I do know what it feels like to be Jack Kirby, because I was getting screwed over by the man. It wasn't a joke, and fuck you, Anonymous. I am Jack Kirby.
Exactly. Especially when all you have to say is, I'm sure a bunch of other kids, you didn't even have the ambition to know the other kids who could make this stuff, let alone get off your ass and actually do something for yourself. But anyways, thank you for your listening, and thank you for your comments.
I'm a very self-deprecating person. I always have been. That's a defense mechanism. When I was very young, I had to learn to make myself a joke in order to keep other people from picking on me, to keep myself from getting beaten up when I was a small child in school. But I made that joke, and I knew what Jack Kirby feels like. I mean, in all honesty, there was a kernel of truth to him. If I had a single example of those comic books, I would scan them on my computer and put them on the blog just to show you how awful they really are, because I'm sure they were all the worst things you could read. But when you're 10 years old and you're trying to make 4, 5, 6, maybe 8 of them in a week, on top of, you know, trying to pass all of your classes and trying to socialize and do all the other kid things, guess what? That's exhausting. It doesn't matter who you are. That's exhausting. I was getting taken advantage of to a degree. Look, Jack Kirby got screwed over in an insane way by Marvel and by the comic industry in general. I never got that, but I was 10 years old getting fucked over by people I thought were my friends. So yeah, I know what it's like in a tiny way, even though I still have that knee-jerk reaction as a self-deprecating individual to try to, like, yeah, you're right. I've been making a concerted effort in recent months, basically to try to build up, not my ego, but to build myself up, because you know what? I'm deserving of some modicum of love and affection as a human being like anybody else. So guess what? Fuck you, Anonymous.
Indeed.
I've spent a lot of my life allowing other people to piss on me like that. And you know what? In this one case, that meant something to me. So fuck you.
I'm going to read the next 2 comments back to back, just so you know, just because it'll be funnier that way.
Oh, this is the Jeremy Wade shit.
Yeah. Our next comment is from Jeremy Wade, host of River Monsters.
I fucking hope so.
And new friend of the podcast, Jeremy Wade, says, I don't know what I was listening to, but it was definitely all over the place. 2 minutes in and you're talking about the thing sandblasting his blind girlfriend. Then you're rambling about something called an impossible cut with Supreme.
that was the goods right there, baby.
Then you guys just talk about a bunch of vaguely comic book related memories for an hour. At some point, one of you guys starts talking about Glenn Danzig. A theoretical concert with one person in attendance, completely without context. Is this just what your podcast is? Does anybody really listen to your podcast? It sounds like a show recorded and edited by crazy people.
When I was, I remember when I was editing this podcast, when I uploaded the podcast and listened to it for quality control, just to make sure nothing was missing. When we get to the Danzig concert part, I'd forgotten that was in there. So when I get to that part, that made me laugh so hard. I didn't even know. I'm the one who made that stupid joke. That got me so hard. I could not stop laughing because it just made sense to me as like an idiot editing the episode. And look, this is where I have to lift the curtain a little bit. A lot of the shit that happens in episodes like these, I'm doing it when I'm editing it just to entertain myself. The dancing part specifically was just because I thought it was funny and I kept it in there for that reason. Get the fuck out. You can't play Wichita because only one person's going to show up to that concert. That's career suicide, Glenn. You can't go. And so imagine if Glenn goes to the Cotillion, has a concert. I'm the only person who shows up. There's me sitting in the middle because I can't afford the front row. And Glenn Danzig comes out because he's not going to perform for me. Glenn Danzig's better than that. So he tells me to get the fuck out. Of course he does. He's not going to refund the money.
He perform for no one.
And he's not going to sign my copy of Veronica that I brought. on. He's not going to do it.
No.
That's the reason why I put that episode up. It's all about comic books, sure. Half of it's about young Jedi or whatever. The Danzig joke is the reason I put that episode out, because it made me laugh so hard. It's like, I can't just put this in the recycling bin. That's the reason why the episode exists. So, I mean, like, if you don't like it, I'm not going to say sorry, because fuck you. I mean, I like River Monsters series.
Listen, there's a reply by the real Jeremy Wade, host of TV's River Monsters.
Oh, shit.
And the real Jeremy Wade says, the Danzig joke was the best part. You could imagine, at least I could, Glenn Danzig doing exactly that at a concert where only one person shows up. And hey, you listen to their podcast, so maybe the joke's on you. Also, I'm the real Jeremy Wade, so you can go ahead and jump into an active volcano. If you read the next two anonymous comments, it would actually make sense also, because it sounds like they're by the same person.
Once again, I should probably read these ahead of time.
Because... like I specified active volcano?
Yeah.
You could die jumping into an inactive volcano, because that means there's probably a big-ass hole and you're going to fall on a bunch of rocks.
Yeah. Our next two comments are from, I would assume, to be the same person, the same anonymous commenter, who says, first, I know you're not the real Jeremy Wade, because you told the other Jeremy Wade to jump into a volcano, and Jeremy Wade wouldn't do that. He'd tell his imposter to get devoured by the insidious devil catfish or something like that. You're not on brand, Jeremy Wade. Also, I'm pretty sure Jeremy Wade has better things to do than posting comments on some random blog. And then Anonymous follows that up with, and Jeremy Wade hates Danzig. He talked about it all the time on River Monsters. It was like a running joke on the show.
I've watched most of the episodes of River Monsters, and I don't recall a whole lot of Danzig talk.
I don't think that happened.
I'm pretty sure you would have literally texted me the minute that happened, be like, oh my god, Jeremy Wade just mentioned Glenn Danzig while he was standing on the side of a river trying to drag in a 300-pound catfish.
Yeah, I don't think that ever happened, Kyle. I would love one here. But thank you for the comment.
Indeed. Next comment on the Trappos Comic Cavalcade boast is from... new friend of the podcast, name. You always say, just put something and put a name.
I do.
I'm sorry you lost all your comic books you made with your friends, dude. I used to do a comic strip with a friend of mine when we were in high school. It was actually published in our high school newspaper, which we thought was cool. It was called Warp Speed, and it was kind of like a Star Trek Academy joke strip that followed some future space cadets going on a dangerous training mission with a terrible teacher supervisor who spent more time trying to impress his bosom assistant.
Bosom assistant?
Than actually trying to teach the students. One red shirt student would die horribly in every story.
No, it's Buxom.
Buxom. trying to impress his buxom assistant that then actually trying to teach the students. One red shirt student would die horribly in every story, but the teacher never really got in any trouble for his ineptitude, because his higher-ups just assumed at least one student wouldn't survive any given mission.
Novel here, come on.
The strip lasted 2 school years, but the school kept all our original strips, which we drew on comic book backing boards we'd buy from our local comic shop, because they were cheaper than the real quality art paper. We never got them back, and I'm sure the school just threw them away because nobody cared. I'm sure looking back that the strips were terrible, but I would have liked to still have the originals. It's a nostalgia thing. I don't read any comic books these days, but I still keep up with Love and Rocket's stuff because Los Bros for life.
No, that was a nice comment, name.
Thank you for your comment.
Why wouldn't the school give him his strips back?
If it's published in their newspaper, it's their property or some shit. And then, like, 2 years after those kids were gone, who gives a fuck?
They threw that shit in the trash.
Yeah, literally, they threw that shit in the trash, but it could have been something this dude gave to his kids, not as something big and serious, but like, hey, look, I did this when I was a kid.
That's important.
Maybe you can find something cool that you can do, even if it was one strip, even if it's fucking garbage.
Yeah, I talked about that when we did the comic book episode.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought you mentioned that, right? I'm sure they were garbage, but that's not the point. The point is that they were mine, and now they're gone.
Thanks for you keeping up with the Hernandez Brothers, the Love and Rockets output. Good for you. Love and Rockets is one of the best comic books that's ever been made in the history of the medium. They're still making it since 1980 or 81, something like that. These guys have been consistently producing some of the best comic books for over 40 years. It's good stuff. Anyway, thank you for the comment. Well, you know, Anonymous has something to say because he loved to comment, and he says, I was never productive or motivated enough in school to make and sell comic books. So you've got one on me. I love hearing stories like that because it's creative and fun. I dig stuff like that. If I made a bunch of comics that people actually bought when I was a kid, I never shut up about it to my friends, acquaintances, even complete strangers. I'm 33 years old. I'd still be blabbing about that all the time. Did you know? When I was 10 years old, I was slinging comics at recess. Kids were asking for my autograph. I was somebody. It's a cool story. Sorry you lost all your copies. I would have liked to read Deathmatch. Thank you, anonymous person.
Not as horrible as the next anonymous comment, which reads, "This episode was boring. Nobody wants to listen to nerds ramble about pointless crap with no structure. Throw it in the trash."
Is he wrong? Is he wrong, Kai?
Not really.
There you go. I'm pissing my pants. It's wrong, baby.
That's wrong. That's all the comments we've got for this particular episode.
The Chapo season 2 finale. That's right, season 2 finale. We're in season 3 now, bitch. Keep up. Season 2 finale. The unskippable mixtape. That's right. We're moving on, friends. Oh, it's happening.
Why don't you hit us with the first comment here?
I just read
from
that.
Anonymous or anonymous? Oh.
And our first comment is from Anonymous, who says, "Too bad it's not the series finale."
You're right, Anonymous. The next comment is from No Shock Anonymous, who writes, "What's going on with the opening of this episode? Summoning demons and boredom and insulting your audience? It's a weird way to hook listeners, dudes. Congratulations on 2 seasons of Trapo, I guess."
The beginning of the episode, of this episode, it does go weird. And I honestly don't know why. But it happened. Once again, I think the only real answer is I did it because I thought it was fun at the time. There's demon summoning happening at the beginning of this episode. I don't know why, but it's there. I'm glad somebody noticed it and mentioned how much they apparently did not like it, which makes it all worthwhile to me, basically. Now, I'm glad I did it because somebody hated it.
Yes, but also, read the next comment.
And the next comment is from good friend of the podcast, returning champion, Sammy, not my real name, who says...
Oh, shit. Do I need to read it?
I'm perfectly fine. I'm perfectly fine with slime. Some creep on a podcast, 2023. Never change, Trapo.
And we never will.
I had to listen back to this episode to figure out actually what Sammy meant. Oh, yeah. Oh, he left that in. He left those comments in. Perfect. Yeah,
I think at this point, I don't know if you'd be surprised this shit I do leave in anymore. I've said it before.
The Chap House episode. And Trapo merged.
The only stuff I make sure I center is the man. That's literally it.
Yeah.
Any reference of and that's only because it's funny to me. It's not because I don't want people to hear that. No, I would love for them to hear it, but I just think it's funny to censor it. So the aliens fit. It's like I would an alien because slime is awesome. That's all in there. I kept it in there. Of course I did. Why wouldn't I? So I've gotten really good at making shit as uncomfortable as possible on our show. Which once again, if you're trying to attract a new audience, maybe that's the best idea. But if you're trying to make Benny laugh, I think I got it down pat. Thank you for the comments, Sammy, and we are never going to change. But yeah, our next comment is from Hey Hammer Honey, who I believe is a new commenter. I do not remember that name. It's a pretty good playlist, I suppose. I haven't heard a few of the songs, but they sound alright. Maybe not all of this is music I don't love, but it's fine. I gotta be honest and say I'm not really getting all the alien stuff. It sounds like it might be a running joke, so I might be missing some context. Either way, congrats on 2 seasons of your podcast. You are not missing any context.
It is a running joke, but you also don't really need any context. We're putting all the songs we like into a cannon and blasting into space for aliens to to. That is the running joke.
If those aliens, if they produce slime, that just makes the so much easier.
But in this particular episode, there's a slime caveat.
Yeah, there's a little slime. And you know what? The slime just is more. I'm gonna cut that part out. I'm gonna cut that out. Thank you for the comment, Hey Hammer Honey, and please come back. Or don't. You won't come back. You never will. They never do.
The next comment is from Name Withheld Upon Request. I don't have the time or energy to type out a playlist here, but if I did, your puny minds would be blown out your dick holes. You couldn't handle my playlist, Grandpa and Other Grandpa. Your so-called unskippable mixtape, old dusty bastards, is some Bush League easy listening crap. Not one Steely Dan song. I don't even know who that is. And you don't even know who I am. And we don't even care who you are. Listen to some modern music, or maybe you shouldn't, because the excitement might turn your fragile bones to dust, and then you'll be in trouble. Check out Ice Spice, Chance the Rapper, we have. And they're more mainstream and safe, but still pretty good. You probably won't have to change your diapers after listening to them. Trapo is on life support.
Pull the fucking plug.
Thank you for your enthusiastic comment. Whatever. Go fuck yourself.
Ice Spice. They did a song with Nicki Minaj for the Barbie soundtrack. That's all I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not a grandpa. But yeah, I'm out of touch.
But we are old and out of touch.
Yeah, I'm definitely out of touch. I don't like Chance the Rapper. I mean, I like him as a person. He seems like an okay guy. But the music, I'm like, this is not my cup of tea. Thanks for making me feel older than I already feel. I feel like an ancient monster that is slowly turning to dust.
And apparently that's what you feel like we are.
Yeah, I guess.
Cool, thanks.
And our next comment is from the Riddler.
I think Returning Friend. I'm pretty sure they commented.
I never heard this before. Who the fuck is the Riddler? The Riddler's left comments? Alright, well, the Riddler says, riddle me this, Travo. What brings the... Oh my god, it's a fucking riddle. What brings the day to a close with colors of gold? I'm gonna try to sound like the Riddler. Hang on. Okay.
Riddle me this, Travo. What brings the day to a close with colors of gold and rose? What paints the sky with hues so bright, a dazzling sight? What's the end of a long day when the sun fades away? Answer my fiendish riddle correctly, and your show might live to see another dawn. Answer incorrectly and well. Let's just say whatever's left of your podcast will only be suitable for a closed casket funeral. Ta-ta for now, do-gooders.
The fuck just happened? So we gotta solve a riddle, otherwise we're gonna die.
Apparently. Fair. I don't know. Someone help us with this riddle.
Wait, no. What brings the day to a close? That's a sunset. What's the end of a long day when the sun fades away? It's sunset. Yeah. That's the simplest shit in the world. I'm sorry, the Riddler, but yeah, that's not even hard. Is that the point?
I'm sure there's probably a reason why it's not.
It's actually the sunrise.
Is this the beginning? Something like is something about to happen? Like, is this the beginning of some kind of nightmare on the travel blog?
I sure hope so. That would make it much more exciting.
Oh, this is a month ago. Oh, look, I'm sorry, the Riddler. If we had answered your comment in a timely manner, maybe this would have become like a running gag on the blog. But as it is, I don't
even
think
the Riddler got bored and it's like, you know what? Fuck you guys.
Sorry, the Riddler, but it's a sunset. You fucked up. What's the next comment, Kai? The Riddler's dead. He died of dysentery.
The next comment is from new friend of the podcast, Derek the Dude. Derek the Dude writes, I haven't heard.
That's Derek the Duke.
Oh, I'm sorry. Derek the Duke writes, I haven't heard most of the music on your mixtape, so I've got some stuff to check out. Here's a playlist I have on my phone for when I go jogging. I tend to keep refreshing my list 3 or 4 times a year, so there's nothing more than a year old here. But it's all on my list because it keeps me motivated and I never skip any of it. I mostly only listen to music when I'm jogging or walking because I spend most of my free time reading. When I read, I listen to random classical music playlists on Amazon because lyrics just distract me. So this is what I have to offer. Here's my unskippable playlist. Tainted Love from Broken Peach. People Are Strange from The Dead South. The Damned by Plasmatics. Do It So Good by Wargasm. Drugs from Amsterdam by Mal P. Robert Hansen by Skind, Skynd. Madeline by Kiki Rockwell. Mama's Eyes by Meat? M-E-T-T-E.
Mete?
Mete. Super Graphic Ultra Modern Girl by Chappelle Roan. Freak Mode by Dorian Electra. Crumbs by Rebecca Black. Kitty Girl. Nitroverts Remix by OddKO. O-D-D-K-O. Forbidden Zone by Dogma. Panic by Yannicka. Devil by Delilah Ball. Okay, yeah, I don't know any of that. Thanks, Derek the Duke. I know Plasmatics.
Yeah, I know The Damned by Plasmatics. And you say none of this is over a year old. Plasmatics, The Damned.
Is that the one we talked about?
No, Damned is from like 1983 or something. That is not a new song. That's the only song I know in here. I know it because it's an old song. But yeah, I don't know what this is.
Tainted Love and People Are Strange are, I'm guessing, covers or sampled remixes.
I would guess, but I don't know if The Dead South is. Broken Peach. Oh, I know Rebecca Black. I don't know what Crumbs is.
Right. But, I was like, wait, I know Rebecca.
Is that from her album? I haven't listened to the album she made. Oh my god. I'm so disconnected. None of this makes any sense. Okay, look. Thank you, Derek the Duke, for providing us with a playlist. That's really cool. I appreciate that. We both appreciate that. And we'll probably check some of this music out, at least. I'm kind of interested in checking out some of this to see if it's any good. But you're... I'm going to cut that out. I don't want Derek the Duke to think that I think he's a fucking idiot, even though he's a fucking idiot. But okay.
Regardless of the truth.
With my track record, that's staying in. So the next comment, thank you so much for that. And our next comment is from a returning champion and good friend of the podcast, the Elf Sires.
Ooh, 'tis a fine mixtape, Traps. A fine mixtape indeed. Allow me to share my own collection of 10 indispensable musical masterworks in kind. Number 1, Living Like Machines from Velvet Meadow. Number 2, Dead Man Walking by Coke Weed. Number 3, Blah 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 by Beams. Number 4, Golden Age by Jeffrey Titi's Nile. Number 5, The Blood That Runs the Mirror by The Mirrors. Number 6, Kamikaze by Heaters. Number 7, Good Living Is Coming For You by Sweeping Promises. Number 8, Monsters by Sound. Number 9, Benedictation by Fever Dream Horror Scene. Number 10, I Am Over Here by Eerie Wanda. Let the silky smooth sounds wash over the gentle foams of your gelatinous brains and improve your lives. You're welcome, and congratulations on 2 whole seasons of this crap. I'm sure your parents are very proud.
Thanks, Elf Sires. They are. Well,
mine aren't, but for entirely different reasons.
I don't really know most of those suggestions, so I'll think about checking them out.
I don't know any of them. What the fuck is the mirrors or memes?
The mirrors.
Coke weed.
I have 10% battery on my phone left.
Okay, great. And our next comment is from Fuckboy and the Chicken Man.
Next comment is from returning douchebag Anonymous. Bob Marley, Bill Withers, and Cat Stevens. Now that's a fucking mixtape. After we're done listening to this, you can tell us more stories about the Great Depression, eh, Grandpa?
We're very old.
Ancient. Thank you, Anonymous. Right. Douche.
Our next comment is from returning champion and maybe the best friend of the podcast, Archbishop Mac. When I'm on the road, I just play random music on Amazon, and if I really like something, I'll add it to a playlist. Give it a weird name that has no inherent meaning. A playlist I just finished putting together that I like quite a bit is one I call I Ate a Scone 7 Saturdays Prior. And here it is for your listening enjoyment. Ali X, Black Eye, Nightclub, Die in the Disco. I don't know how, but they found me. Do it all the time. Dance with the Dead, X. Luke Haney, The Great Monkey Marching Band, Beyond the Black, Free Me. Dan Auerbach, Every Chance I Get, Chromatics, Blue Girl, Thunder Mother, It's Just a Tease, Viking Barbie, Bury Yourself, Hand of Juno, Destroy the Line, Ash Nico, Possession of a Weapon, Violet Chachki and Ali X, Mistress Violet, Rosie Arango, La Bruja, In This Moment, As Above, So Below, Yuli, Yule, Pretty Bones, Hemlock Springs, Sever the Blight, Blood Cultures, Set It on Fire, Ginger Root, Loretta, Stuck in the Sound, Let's Go. Fine episode, Traps. Thanks for sharing your mixtape. Well, thank you for the comment, Archbishop Mac. I don't know what any of that music is.
Ash Nico?
I know who Ash Nico is. I've heard Loretta from Ginger Root, I believe. I think that's pretty much it.
Chromatics, we just talked about.
Well, I know Chromatics.
Yeah, so. I don't specifically remember that song. But all right, well, thank you for your comment, Mac, as always. And moving on, our next comment is from... Now we're moving on to our Season 3 premiere.
That's right, bitch.
Essential Albums, Volume 3, Part 1. First comment is from, no shock here, returning anonymous friend of the podcast, writes... 2 No Doubt albums? Is this Opposite Day?
Yes.
Fuck yeah, it is, my dude. Fuck yeah.
Our next comment is from Random Numbers and Letters, who says, what do you call a Primus fan who can't play bass? A Primus fan. They return with another comment. What's the difference between Sarah McLachlan and a bowl of oatmeal? One tastes good with fresh fruit, and the other is a bowl of oatmeal. Is this thing on? That's it.
Thank you, Random Numbers and Letters.
Yeah, great.
Our next comment is from returning anonymous friend of the podcast, and they respond, I want to fuck more. Maybe they come back 45 minutes later with another anonymous response that just says, fuck this. Maybe the same person, maybe not.
It's 2 days later.
Oh yeah, shit. Yeah, you're right. It was 2 days later. 2 days and 45 minutes later. Probably not the same anonymous commenter.
It might be.
Maybe it annoyed him so much that came back 2 days later to let us know, fuck this.
Great. And our next comment is from, I'm going to assume, a different anonymous commenter who says,
it's not in all caps, so.
Sorcerer's latest monster album is out now. It's called Reign of the Reaper, and it's some choice epic doom metal. Everybody needs to fall in love with this all-consuming badass boy. Well, yeah, it sounds pretty good to me.
All right, cool. Now we're moving on to our part two of our essential albums. Season 3 premiere starts out with a comment from new commenter Gravy Shots. An essential album for me is 2011's Moonlight Waltz from Theater's Des Vampires. These Italian misfits have a clear dividing line in their history, and fans tend to come down pretty hard on one side or the other. Founding member and former lead singer Lord Vampire left the band in 2004, and former backing vocalist Sonia Scarlett became the group's new front person. And in the process, their sound changed radically from more aggressive and black metal inspired to something more gothic and romantic, but still infused with darkness. A lot of diehard fans hate what happened to Theatres des Vampires after this change, and are always more than happy to express their extreme distaste with the new iteration of the band. Then there are people like me who prefer the more operatic sounds of the modern era. And Moonlight Waltz is really the high watermark of this era. There's plenty of good music from the band after this album, don't get me wrong, but Moonlight Waltz will always hold a special place in my broken heart. It's in my fucking canon.
You said a bunch of words there, friend.
They did.
I've never heard of Theatres des Vampires. I don't know what you say. I'm sorry, bro. Is it Theatre des Vampires? Or is it Theatres des Vampires? I don't know. It's like, I love what here. I don't care.
I said it both ways, so I'm right and wrong.
Thanks for that, Gravy Shots. We probably won't check this out.
Maybe one day.
So our next comment is from Batman, the other one. I think I'm the only person in the world who actually remembers Musk at Dusk from Erman Schmidt. It's a kind of 1980s obscurity that slipped through the cracks. I honestly can't even remember how I first found the album. It's like one day Musk at Dusk was just in my life. I don't even know what you call this music. It sounds like pure 1980s soft rock on its surface, but there's something sinister underneath the surface. There's cruelty and violence and depths waiting to strike. It's all a subversive smokescreen, a way to smuggle in something creepy and experimental and quintessentially German. It's art rock, I guess, haunting and strange, and I absolutely love it. The album artwork, Alone, which is the painting of a bunch of giraffe legs and high heels, is so memorably fucking weird. Musk at Dusk is essential. Trappin'. Please listen to it. Somebody else needs to understand my love for Erman Schmidt. I've never heard of this album, friend, but I'll give it a shot.
We'll always give it a shot. Thanks, Batman, the other one.
The other one.
Next comment is from returning friend Anonymous, who writes, Lemonade from Beyonce. It's essential in every sense of the word. Don't ignore the queen.
I'll ignore the queen if I want, motherfucker. And this next comment, this final comment in the thread, is from a new comment. And like, there's a little preamble here. Yeah, there's a little preamble here. A commenter called In the Realms of Madness tried to leave one comment on our blog over 2 days. I received 7 email notices that someone had tried to leave a comment on our blog. And it's the same person, same comment every time. Our host blogger apparently decided this person, for whatever reason, was not allowed to leave a comment on our blog. At some point, they sent a comment to me, direct to me, through the form that's on our drop-down menu on our blog. And you can send us a comment if you want to through there. And they were asking why they'd been censored by us, why we were preventing their comment from being posted on the blog. I replied as quickly as I could, telling them that I was absolutely not censoring their comments, and the blogger, just for whatever reason, was not allowing them to comment. Unfortunately, they have not replied. We may have just lost the potential recurring listener because of blogger being a shit platform. So that sucks. But as it is, here is the comment from In the Realms of Madness. Allow me to share with you a few albums I consider essential. The Undoing, by Erotica. Erotica is a band that is more of a side project from another group called Forgotten Ruin. Intensely creative fusion of black metal and dungeon synth. There's a killer off-kilter of Jethro Tull's Cross-Eyed Baryon here that is great. I think that might killer off-kilter. I think the word cover might be missing there. There's a killer off-kilter cover of Jethro Tull's Cross-Eyed Baryon here that is great. Arias Sanguineus from Sanguinaria, a Finnish black metal opera based on the legends of Elizabeth Bathory. Who doesn't love vampiric black metal? Nobody I would know. I guess that's a thing.
I think we forgot to mention that in our black metal coverage, vampiric black metal. How could we gloss over that?
Yeah, because of the one master word called Arias Sanguineus. Another Time from Femme Vanille, female-fronted Baroque pop from the Netherlands. These are essential musics for me. Are they essential musics for you? Time shall tell. And time makes fools of us all. Just to wrap this up, Kai, I don't think we're going to be able to read email.
Sorry about your email, Merrill.
Thank you for that comment in the Realms of Madness. I did not censor your comment. No one did. It was just
I want to be clear on that. If anyone is anti-censorship, it's the fucking two of us.
If you leave a comment on our blog where you say some weird transphobic shit or racist shit, I'm gonna delete it. It doesn't matter. There was nothing transphobic or racist about this comment. This was just someone sharing a few albums they wanted us to listen to. In the Realms of Madness, we did not censor your comment. I'm sorry. If you do hear this episode at some point in the future, please feel free to return. We will make sure that your comments are shared in the future no matter what. But that's it for now. The mailbag is now flaccid, as limp as...
relieved the pressure.
That's right. I was going to say, we've lanced the boil and relieved the... That's gross. I like slime, but boy, that's going too far.
Come down with slime, but...
Not pus. Pus is a different matter entirely. I get... That's a personal fetish thing. We don't need to get into here on this podcast. But yeah, tonight...
It's a different podcast.
Yeah, dear listener, if you want to be part of the insane, ridiculous, and some would say pointless conversation that is just occurred, you just listened to, feel free to join in. Add your voice to the Trapple Chorus. Just go to the official Trapple blog, trappleshow.blogspot.com, trappleshow.blogspot.com. Leave a comment on the post of your choice. Tell us whatever you want. We don't care anymore. Recipes. Give us recipes. Send us pictures of toilets, clean, dirty. We don't care. trappletoilets.gmail.com.
I mean, you could send us trapposhow@gmail.com if you just have non-toilet related comments or recipes. I'm not sure why we still run your recipes, but not so much your recipes as your grandma's recipes, because she knew what was up.
Your dead grandmother's recipes.
And look, she's alive. Look, don't steal it from her. It's fine. Wait till she dies. That adds to the flavor.
Look, if you're going to take a picture of yourself, you go right ahead and send it to troubletoilets@gmail.com. Otherwise, we want to hear from you. We want you to join the conversation. And if you don't want to join the conversation, you can just, what was it, Jeremy White said, you'll jump into an active volcano. Go do that for us.
Yes. Or what else? Or you know what else they could do?
Like, get the fuck off the internet?
That's right.
So the thing about fucking Stallone and over the top, every time someone turns his hat, his name was like Hawk in that movie, like Jerry Hawk or fucking Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk, that's Hudson Hawk, right? Oh my God, is it Lincoln Hawk? Is it Lincoln Hawk?
That sounds right.
Over the top, looking up over the top on goddamn fucking IMDb. Is his name Lincoln Hawk? It's Lincoln Hawk. He has an estranged wife named Christina Hawk. Is just even better.
It's a lot of Hawk.
Some guy named Tony Fuddruckers. What the fuck? That's not real.
Tony Fuddruckers.
Tony Fuddrucker. Fuck you. Tony Hawk tonight in Dragon Slayer.
I was gonna say, Tony Hawk wasn't in Dragon Slayer.